Hi, folks. I'm here on my own today because I have the sad duty to report that my brother Tom passed away this week at the age of 77 due to complications of Alzheimer's disease. Turns out he wasn't kidding about not being able to remember last week's puzzler all those years. Now, if you want to share your thoughts, we're hosting a conversation on our website, cartalk.com. But I have absolutely no doubt that what Tom would really want under these circumstances is for each and every one of us to have a really good laugh and remember him. So that's what we're going to do today. We've put together some of our favorite moments of Tom doing his thing here on Car Talk, stuff that always makes me laugh. And to start off, we want to remember Tom as the consummate radio professional that he was, always handling his role on this show with the great dignity and gravitas which NPR is known for, or used to be known for before Tom.
And we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and of all things, foreign aid.
Yes, and this comes to us by way of the news desk. Here's the news. Clinton deploys vowels to Bosnia. Cities of Zbrzeznik and Grozny to be the first recipients. Before an emergency joint session of Congress yesterday, President Clinton announced U.S. plans to deploy over 75,000 vowels to the war-torn region of Bosnia.
Really?
The deployment, the largest of its kind in American history, will provide the region with the critically needed letters A, E, I, O, and U, and is hoped to render countless Bosnian names more pronounceable. The deployment, named Operation Vowel Storm by the State Department. Who writes this stuff? I mean, it's
well, it is.
It's much needed.
It's set for
early next week with the Adriatic port cities of Zbrzeznik and Grozny. The two C-130 transport planes, each carrying 524 count boxes of ease. We'll fly from Andrews Air Force Base across the Atlantic and airdrop the letters over the cities. The citizens of Grozny and Zbrzeznik eagerly await the arrival of the vowels. My God, I don't think we can last another day, said Zbrzeznik. Said Trushki Grozny. I have six children and none of them has a name.
None of them have a vowel among them.
Said Zimbabwe resident Grugs. With just a few key letters, I could be George Humphrey. This is my dream.